Time for part two, continued from our last outdoor report with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone. Now, how covered is the bay right now?
Well, last time I looked at the satellite pictures, it looks like most of Green Bay now is iced over. There is some open water, you know, kind of right in the middle of the bay, but guys were venturing as far south as Escanaba now. It sounds like, though, there's only like up to maybe 4 inches of ice, you know, once you get south of the terrace. If you guys were venturing out towards the Escanaba River, and I had some fellows in here a little while ago said they had about 4 inches down there, and it was still pretty sketchy in spots. So.
And then there's always that one spot that just is always dangerous, right?
Yeah, the narrows between Hunter's Point and Squaw Point. Diane did say here today that somebody did put a snowmobile through the ice at the tip of Saunders Point boat. I mean, that spot is always bad no matter what. Really don't know what the heck that guy was thinking. trying to take a sled out there.
Saunders Point, that's what I was trying to remember.
Yeah.
Well, can you give us any insight as to anything working for lures or colors at all?
It's the same old story as it's been all year. It's really, there has not been a standout bait. As far as the jigs go, the swim baits like the Rapalas and the Shiver Minnows have all been pretty good. It does seem like there are more guys running kind of the medium sizes, though.
Really?
Like the number fives in the Rapalas or the number ones in the Shiver Minnows. Seems like they're working a little bit better. That's more up in the bay. It seems like south of Gladstone, typically it's a little bit better with the bigger baits.
And not one color in particular has stood out at all?
Nope. Yeah, if you get 10 guys come in a row, they'll tell you 10 completely different colors are working for them.
Well, Chris, anything else you want us to know about? Any tournaments coming up this weekend?
Nothing that I know of this weekend. I know our big local tournament here that we usually have every February, the Jug Bordeaux tournament, that was canceled this year.
Okay.
At the time, they were planning things out. The ice was still really sketchy, so they're skipping that. But one of the local bars here, Chenier's Reef, they are going to have a tournament on February 13th, kind of to take the place of that tournament. So that'll be another busy weekend.
Weather forecast isn't making a lot of ice, but it sure is really good for consistent fishing, that's for sure.
Yeah, at least we're not losing ice. We'll maintain what we've got at least.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. We'll catch you later this week.
All right. Catch you later.
Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone giving us the little bait and knock report. And this is The Outdoor Show.